Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Rise Podcast. I'm your host, Josh. And today I wanted to talk about a few things. One of them is letting go and letting go of the things you can't control and forgiving yourself for things that you've done in your life that you're not happy with. And that being your successes, your failures, it could be traumatic experiences, or it can even be, you know, job offers or opportunities that you passed up on based on wherever you were at in your life. We can make a prison for ourselves in here by not forgiving ourselves and moving forward, letting go of things that we can't control and moving forward. Another thing that links to not being able to let go of things that we can't control and our failures or our disappointments, being able to also acknowledge that we're human. We are going to fail one way or another. We're going to mess up. We're going to let people down, the ones that we care the most about. And if you don't let go of things that have happened in your life, if you don't let go of choices that you've made that hurt yourself or others, you're going to make a prison for yourself, for your own heart. I've done it, and that's why I'm speaking on it, because we need to acknowledge the truth, and that's hard to do. Meaning, if you've done a certain thing in your life that you're denying to yourself and lying to yourself and living in denial and saying, oh, I'm okay, or I got this, or no, it's going to be all right. I can take care of it, when you have been falling apart all along. It's important to be familiar with the truth, and it's important to be familiar with lies. What does that mean? God's word is the truth. The Bible, reference it. That's the best reference. Even Google it and look up certain topics when it comes to everyday life. Finances, anxiety, anger problems, confidence. All those things you could reference all those in the Bible, and that could be a blueprint to what direction to take and how to respond in life and how to grow. Now, lies, that comes from obviously the devil, and he uses our weaknesses to lie to ourselves. Because even though he can't read your mind, and only God can, he can see your behavior. He can basically watch and observe what makes you tick, what makes you snap, what makes you vulnerable and weak and fall, because that's what he wants. He wants to destroy you. So it's important to know the truth, which is God's word, and the lies. So once it comes to you and presents itself to you as your own thought, when really it's coming from somewhere else, that's when you have to evaluate. Let me give you an example. I could just be here working on my computer or at work, and a thought comes in, and I'm thinking it's me, and it feels like it's you, and it'll say, you're not qualified for this, or this is too big for you. That imposter syndrome that creeps up on you all of a sudden. First of all, the way that it's also spoken in your head, which is your thought, pay attention to how it's being presented. Is it aggressive? Is it mean? Is it disrespectful? Is it dark? How does it make you feel also? Does it make you feel guilty? Or does it make you feel shame or weak? Or stupid? All those things, that's a perfect example to basically identify, oh, God would never say that, or God would never speak to me like that because he loves me. And you could reference back to the Bible and say, oh no, God's word actually says A, B, and C. So these thoughts are obviously not coming from God. So where is it coming from? And that's how you break down thoughts, so you can recognize it as a lie, for this example, and respond to it and say, no, you know what? This isn't God. This isn't God's word. I reject it in the name of Jesus, because that's where the authority's at. and you move forward and you grow and you let go of the lies, of any thoughts that make you feel down or beat you down in any way. And that's how you're able to let go. That's linked to letting go of things that you spoke upon yourself, that you believed that was true, or anything. Another important thing that I think we all need to know that gives us peace so we can let go and have more relief in life is realizing that only God can make us happy. We can have the most beautiful wife or handsome husband or all the toys that you could think of when it comes to beautiful cars, cool technology, or whatever you value. You can have it all. And celebrities have talked about it too. Will Smith, in a recent interview, he said, I wish that everyone was rich so they can see how empty it is. In other words, I wish everyone was able to be rich and have it all so they can realize they have nothing. In other words, once we realize that, then that keeps us in the position to need God, to constantly need God and to rely on Him as as children of God that we are, to rely on Him, to know constantly and remind ourselves, no matter what's going on in life, even if things are crumbling around me, God is my true joy. God is my happiness. Everything around me, the good things, the fruitful things are a bonus to my life, but they're not the foundation. They're not the source of where I get my strength and hope and life from. It's from Him. Also, another thing that has helped me and I know can help you guys and whoever's listening is accepting where you're at and accepting the truth. And accepting that, like, say, for example, if you have an anger problem, like I did, or you have an eating problem, like I do, or anything that is in your life that you can't shake and you just continue to just fall into it, if you're honest with yourself, then you expose that issue. And you expose that lie and you're able to battle it better. So you're not isolated with you and that issue and being honest that this is where I'm at and not denying the truth, even though it's an ugly truth. When you're able to do that and let it go to God and submit that issue to God and face it head on and say, I do have a binge eating problem. Or for someone else, I do have an Amazon shopping problem. When I purchase something, it gives me a high and it feeds something on the inside that really needs healing, that really needs God's touch. When we're able to accept the truth for what it is, even though you're not proud of it, you're able to conquer it. You're able to conquer it and say no and say, you know what? I am facing this issue, but it doesn't define me. It doesn't define my worth and who I am and who I'm going to be. When you accept things as true, the pretty truth and the ugly truth, you're able to go forward, you're able to grow, and you're able to allow God to work through that issue with you. So instead of being isolated with a problem and you're alone, and the devil's over here giving you all these lies and feeding you all this crap that leads you to your own destruction, you can't grow. You're alone, you're isolated, you can't go forward. If you isolate yourself, how are you supposed to let go and forgive yourself and grow and know what's true and what's not if you're just with you, yourself, and the enemy? And he keeps you in this bubble. But when you reach out and you join that men's group or women's group, join a rehab or join whatever group or whatever social gathering, doesn't even have to be at a church. Just somewhere where you can talk to someone and expose that lie and present and also be honest with yourself. There's no shame in that. There's no shame of being honest with yourself. The real issue is not being honest and lying to yourself and staying in the same hole and bringing everything and bringing everyone else down with you. That is the bigger issue. And I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in others. And that's just an everyday struggle that we go through. But once we're able to take the baby steps and say, you know what, I do struggle with anxiety. I have an anxiety problem. I have an anger problem. I have a shopping problem on Amazon. I have an eating problem. Every time I'm stressed, I go in the kitchen and I snack. Even if it's small things, small issues turn into big monsters. And that is, it gradually builds. And once it gets to a point where it's too far gone, it's really hard to peel back all those layers so you can get healed from it and free from it, because there's so many layers you don't even know where to start. But that's a good starting point. Look at where you're at. Evaluate what voices or thoughts that are coming to your head. Should I really go to that party? All there's going to be are alcohol and bad influences and drugs. Should I go to that party? You know? And listen to, you know, your thoughts aren't only coming from you. God speaks every day. We just kind of think it's us. And the devil speaks too. And we think it's our own thoughts. But it's really coming from somewhere. You have to evaluate and ask yourself, where is this coming from? We're so on autopilot that we're so used to it. It's a second nature that we don't question it. Because it can help you steer your life in a better direction and challenge those thoughts and challenge the things that you speak over yourself and say, wait, God wouldn't say that. God wouldn't condemn me. That's not coming from God. That's coming from the other one. Reject it. Walk forward and say, nope, I don't accept that. But yeah, I just wanted to share those points because it's important. The world that we're living in is much different than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. It's constantly changing. And it's up to us to have a voice and to project that voice and project truth to the world. So to remind the world that you're not alone. Anyone that's struggling with this or is just like, man, thank God somebody, you know, spoke on this, because, man, I'm so discouraged and lost. It could be someone going to work or anybody going to work, going and clicking on this podcast and saying, man, that's exactly what I wanted to hear, because he covered this point. That's exactly what I'm going through. That's why I'm here, to do God's work and spread whatever I can to spread him to other people, because people need God. And that's including me, especially me. We all need God. We all need hope. And we all need to hold on to the true author of love, freedom, joy, peace, mercy, goodness, free, you know, like, he's the source of everything that we need. So I just want to leave you guys with that. I hope this touched somebody. I hope this spoke to somebody. Evaluate the voices that come through your head. Evaluate where you're at in life, and evaluate also and kind of process, what have I been telling myself and lying to myself about, even if it's hard, it's a hard truth. And it might mean that you might have to change a lot of things, change the way you eat, for example, if you have an eating problem, or delete certain apps in your phone to prevent you from doing something unhealthy. It could be anything. So think about those things, you know, and don't think that, oh man, this is the story of my life, you know, this is just going to keep happening and it's never going to end. It will. But start there. Be honest with yourself. See what it is in your life and in your own heart that you can, you know, challenge and say, this isn't good. This is coming from a bad source. Let's redirect that, and let's reference the Bible and reference God's word and God's voice, so we can know what is true, so we can, you know, turn our life around, turn our choices around, our habits around, so we can go forward and grow and heal and be a better human being, because that's what we all want. We want to be a better human being for ourselves and the people that are around us, our friends, strangers, our families, so we can be a blessing instead of a burden, and so we could bring light and hope instead of, you know, same old, right? Thank you, guys. I hope this blessed somebody today, and if there's anything that you want me to cover or speak on, any subjects or topics that you would like me to cover and, you know, talk about openly, just DM me on my Instagram or on my YouTube. And just, yeah, don't be shy to contact me. And, you know, if there's certain things you're struggling with, then send it to me in a direct message or in the comment section. And I'll definitely respond. So that's what I'm here for. I hope this blessed you guys. Take care. Have a great one. Have a good Sunday. And until next time, God bless you.